Well, I'm walking the road between Calais Port and where I believe the migrant camp is. I've been walking about 45 minutes and I've met two migrants. My first contact with was two girls who were on the way to the port. Didn't want to do an interview because they didn't have time. They were going to England, they said. They said, I might see you later though. I said, you might not. She says, inshallah, and continued onwards. And as I get to the first signs of civilization after 45 minutes of pretty much nothing, I'm about to come to a main road where I can see a number of people walking with a steady purpose towards what I believe to be the Channel Tunnel docks area. So I'm going to see if I can have a conversation with some of these guys and see where it is they're heading. Hello? Hello. Parlez-vous anglais? You speak English?
No.
No English? Okay. Yeah. Which way is the camp?
Yeah.
Which way is the camp?
Camp? Well, I'm not speaking English.
Migrant camp?
Camp over.
Ah, okay. Merci. Thank you. Yeah, I think those guys were heading to somewhere near where I've just departed. Didn't look very keen to talk, and the girls earlier on certainly didn't want their photo taken either, and I have to respect that. I'm sure I'll be able to find plenty of people who are willing to chat. There's definitely a steady stream of people to-ing and fro-ing. I can even see a Shell garage up ahead, so I'm getting close to something other than out-of-the-way industrial buildings. So I'm going to see what happens. Hello, do you speak English? No, okay. It's there's a large cycle path, really well maintained. Looks like it goes between the port and wherever it is the migrants are based. I'm seeing some Arabic-looking people, some African-looking people, some North African. And a lot of people carrying bags. Hi.
Hi.
And I wonder, I think they know the risks that are involved. I'm pretty sure they hear about those that are dying, whether being crushed in the back of lorries or falling off the bottom of vehicles or getting hit by trains in tunnels. That's certainly making the news. I've no idea what the proportion of deaths to people actually getting through is, but these people seem to think it's very much worth the risk, and without knowing their history and the reason why they're here, we might not be able to rationalise any of that. So I'm going to put this away. All of the audio I'm recording right now is hopefully going to be stored as drafts for later upload, because it's for some reason my phone just is not connected to any kind of network, which is super unusual. Remove the SIM, reset all my APN settings and everything in my power. I'll just have to wait until I get back to the UK before I upload any content. So if you're listening to this, it's probably hours after the 3:30 in the afternoon on a Friday that I'm actually recording this. Some work up ahead on the path with this is why it's so well maintained. The leaf blowers have just been down. You might be able to hear them. I think I've got another 10-15 minutes and I should be there.